Hi, it's Lottie, and also,
The Shadow Giant.
yay, we're together in person.
I got it a kiss. So we're
Mwah.
probably gonna edit that
Yeah.
out. Barry, edit it out.
But don't edit out, Barry, edit it out.
Yeah, no, leave that. Make a rap out of that.
Yeah.
All right, so we are doing the Have You Ever questionnaire by who's it by?
Raven Fox Audio.
Raven Fox Audio, that sexy, sexy lady.
Hi, Raven. We love
We
you.
love you, Raven. All right. Here are the questions. Have ever. Sorry, you want to announce this?
Have I ever snuck out?
God, no. That would be a terrible idea.
Explain
One, I'm
why.
old enough now. I still live at home, unfortunately, but I'm old enough now where I don't really need to sneak out. My parents don't give a shit where I go and when, as long as I don't wake them up in the process. But back in the day, I really had no reason to sneak out because I didn't have what need to. And I would just kind of. My door is super creaky to the front door of my house. And they would just. It would be pretty hard for me to sneak out. And I don't really know what the point would be.
I've never snuck out either. Reason being that I'd probably get caught too easily, especially since I have a dog that barks a lot when someone comes in, and he squeals when I come in the house, and he squeals when guests come in the house, and he's adorable and I love him, but he would put a stop to any attempts to sneak out like lickety-split.
Because Lucky is loud.
He's a loud buddy boy.
All right, next question. Have you ever broken a bone? We've discussed this and we've decided that my nose does count as a broken bone.
Although
And.
technically in the body it is cartilage, but
No, but I did break my nose. It was self-inflicted, it was accidental, so that does not count as self-harm. It was a stupid mistake I made because I was being lazy and trying to shut a door with a bungee cord in a car.
boy took a bungee cord to the face. Ouch.
To the face. And there's a whole lot of shit that happened after that, but I am not going to detail that because it is really super gross. And if you want that story, like, comment, and subscribe. And comment down below. Tell us the broken nose story, Shadow Gent.
Baby,
Yes?
need I remind you this is Reddit, not
I
YouTube.
know, I just want to say like, comment, subscribe. I've never had an excuse to say that.
You're so fucking cute.
All right. Have you ever broken a bone?
Nope. I thought I did once. I fell down the stairs going to Doctor Who Club.
Nerd.
Shut the fuck up.
We only speak this way because we love each other, you fucking dork.
You nerd ass. But
Love you.
love you too. But yeah, I thought I broke my ankle, but when we got me to the hospital, it turned out that it was just really badly sprained, and I needed crutches, which really sucked because I lived on the opposite side of campus from where my classes were. So I had to trudge across campus on crutches when I'd never been on crutches before. Sucked ass. And they had a thing in like the campus security blotter or whatever about somebody had gone to the hospital on a Thursday, and somebody was like, "It is the first Thursday of the semester. Who the fuck got drunk?" And I'm sitting there going, "Excuse me, asshole. I just tripped down the stairs. Go fuck yourself."
I think the more appropriate reaction would have been, heh, 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 what? No, not me. And then just kind of walked away instead of getting all vehement. Anyway, have you ever cried yourself to sleep? No, we have. I haven't. We'll edit that out.
That
No, Lottie has not ever cried herself to sleep, to my knowledge.
Nope. I've
And.
cried directly before going to sleep. The story behind that was that it was the first time we had met in person. And we had just gotten back from taking him to the train station at like 3 in the fucking morning. I crawled back into bed, put my head on the pillow, and the pillow smelled like him, and I just burst into tears. I was like, "Fuck, I miss you so bad already."
I apologize for my distinctive musk.
It's a comforting smell.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. I usually just pry before going to sleep and then I distract myself until I fall asleep. So I kind of avoid the whole crying myself to sleep thing. Have you ever self-harmed? Well, the bungee cord doesn't count, so no, not intentionally.
I have, there was one time that I had a shit day and someone I cared a lot about, casually referenced wanting to kill themselves, and I just snapped and took a pair of nail clippers to my wrist. I'm not repeating that experience.
Yeah, please don't. I really like you.
It's okay.
She just kissed my hand for those at home. Have you ever felt lonely? We're gonna hands on three.
One,
One,
two,
two, three.
three,
Yes!
yes.
That's one of the perils of a long distance relationship.
Sadly, yeah.
Have you ever been depressed? One,
One,
two,
two,
three.
three,
Yeah.
yes.
That's another pair of a long-distance relationship.
Especially when both parties have, anxiety, depression, all that.
The myriad hell brew of horrible things that happen in your brain.
Yeah.
It's hard, but we managed to make through because we both have some big, good support systems.
Including each other, our respective families and friends, and mutual social groups that we're in.
All right.
We have a lot of people who love and care about us.
Yes, we do. Mwah.
You just kissed my hand.
Right, now, what's your birthday?
Zodiac sign for privacy's sake. One,
Two,
two,
three,
three,
Aries.
Aries.
I'm barely an Aries. I am just on the cusp of that.
Yep, so I guess you'd be Pisces Aries cusp.
I suppose I don't know much about it. I don't put much stock in the zodiac, so.
Yes, you do. You're a homestuck.
You've outed me to the people at home. Oh God. Now they're gonna be asking me to do a home smut. This is gonna be the worst. All right. What's your biggest fear? Becoming obsolete and forgotten and steadily replaced. A thing that happened a lot during my youth was people who I thought were my best friends would move on to better friends. And so one of my biggest fears is that fear of being replaced and no longer needed. And one of my mantras when I'm depressed is everyone will find someone better. So that's my biggest fear, is being traded in for the better model. She's cuddling me and whimpering. Hey.
Okay. My biggest fears have to do with death. The one that comes to my mind immediately is finding someone dead after they've killed themselves. I'm extremely jumpy around the topic of suicide. I do not handle death or grief or funerals or even being near a funeral home. Or like if I walk into a funeral home, I have a hard time breathing while I'm in there. I have issues with images and of dead bodies themselves, especially what happens to a body after death, decomposition, cremation, anything to do with death, dying, dead bodies, grief. It's that's a problem for me. Yeah. Anywho, moving on. Relationship status. What's your relationship status?
Well, gee, I don't know. What's yours? I would say if you went on Facebook, it would say in a relationship.
With each other.
Yeah. Not that you'll ever find on Facebooks.
Nope.
Because I don't really want to share this side of myself with Facebook.
Nope.
I
Who
mean.
does? Oh, that's what happened to my cell phone. I was sitting on it.
You can't see this, but I'm patronizingly patting her head.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, we're together.
We're
My
together and we are polyamorous, so you know, we have people who we like.
I'm going to be
And
covering that in a few questions.
yep.
All right, what is your dream job? I want to be a voice actor or a writer or both. Who knows?
I want to be a writer or a person who is heavily involved with LGBT related charity work or both.
Who
Who knows?
knows?
What's your dream car?
One that works mostly. I want a van because I am like an extreme extrovert. I love getting together with people. I love doing stuff with people, whether that is via the internet or via in person. I just love chatting with people in general.
He's a social bug.
Am. I'm a social butterfly.
Let's see. My dream car would be one that is comfortable, has functional air conditioning and is purple.
Oh, okay. Blech. In case they didn't say it, because I might have just gone on the extrovert tangent. I want a van because I'm an extrovert and I like having a car that can fit all my friends when we go on our adventures together.
And I want a car that's comfy and purple and, you know, has air conditioning. That's important to me because where I live, it gets really fucking hot in the summer, and I would die without air conditioning.
All right, your dream house. I think we both have pretty similar taste here. Just a large enough house that we can be comfy. Like, not huge, but
Not like a fucking McMansion or anything.
like mid-size, like a few bedrooms, two floors probably.
Yeah, two floors,
Because
maybe a finished
I
basement.
can sometimes feel claustrophobic
In a small
in a
house.
small
Oh
house.
God, me too. That's what, I have a lot of issues with being in in small houses. It just, nope.
I want a house big enough for D&D night is the big thing.
Yeah. Ditto.
All right. Do you like someone?
Yes.
Three, two,
Sorry.
one.
Yes.
Yes.
We
Good
like each other.
job. Good job jumping the gun there, sweetie. Yeah, no, we like each other, and since we're poly, we like other people as well. Several.
I develop crushes very, very easily. It's a problem, especially on GWA. Y'all motherfuckers know who you are.
I don't know who they are.
Well, that's something we'll get to later, Bumpkin.
Yay. Do you love someone? One, two, three.
Fuck yeah!
Yes. Language. Yeah, no, we are madly and crazily in love with each other.
Yes.
And that means y'all motherfuckers better respect the fact that she come home to me. Good.
This human is my home.
Yeah. So, where did we leave off? We had to pause for a second there.
Okay.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Really? Tell me about him.
He's sitting right next to me.
Really? Where?
It's you, boo.
Right, that.
High
Yes, no,
five.
yes, no, Lottie and I are dating and are crazily in love with each other, and I am her boyfriend, which is nice.
And you also have a boyfriend.
I do. He is from the Netherlands. He is basically a tall, somewhat awkward art Viking. He is adorable, and
He's so fucking cute. Oh my
I
God.
haven't met him in person yet, but we have Skyped and shared photos, and I have seen his artwork, and he is very talented and handsome. And I am head over heels in love with him. He is like the Carlos to my Cecil.
He's so cute. Also,
All right. Do you want a boyfriend? No.
we're good with what we got.
Yeah, I
I'm
mean.
good with you. You're good with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I'm poly, but I'm
But
kind of, at this point, kind of cutting back on, like, oh, that means I can sleep with whoever the hell I want. It's more, I'm just kind of, at this point, happy with who I've got in my life, and I need to put them as more of the focus.
yes. And I'm very proud of you for coming to the conclusion that you need to focus on what you've got.
Thank you. All right, do you have tattoos? No.
Nope. But I've contemplated the idea.
If I lose weight, I might get something like nerdy or stupid tattooed on me.
I think the same. If I lose some weight, I'll probably get a tattoo.
Do you have piercings? No, I don't really need any.
I want to get my ears re-pierced. I've had them pierced like twice already, but both times were in high school, and both times I unfortunately let the holes close up. So I need to get that redone. Yeah, that's it.
All right, do you party? I mean, it depends on your definition of party. If you mean like go out, get crazy drunk, and break stuff, no, that's not my scene. I've been to a few parties that have excessive alcohol, but usually it's with a bunch of nerds and we play board games half drunk. In my case, or completely drunk in everyone else's case, or we play Smash Bros. Drunk, and it's hilarious.
Oh, that's amazing. I don't really party that much. I've been to a few parties over the last year that I've been at the school that I'm currently at. Most of them, both of the parties that I've been to were basically my school's LGBT community coming together and being goofballs together. There was alcohol, there was strip cards against humanity. There was cuddles, there was body painting at one of the parties, and someone painted a dragon on my arm, and it was really pretty. I think I showed you the picture. If not, I'll show you the picture
Yes, you
later.
did.
Okay.
And your parties seem like they're much more exciting than mine are.
I mean, board games can be fun.
Yeah, fair enough.
Drunk board games can be hella fun.
Drunk Cards Against Humanity.
We need to figure out a group to play Strip Concept with.
There's an idea.
Yes.
All right, your favorite artist. What's the definition of artist? Like musician or.
Probably musician is, I think, what they were going for.
Well, if we're talking about old artists as well, I'm biased because I did a like, project on it, but El Greco, I really like his art. It's really. I love how emotive it is. I like the colors and shadings that he uses. My favorite musician is really hard because I have a massive library of music I listen to.
You do.
Yeah. Depends on the genre, but right now the band I listen to the most, the band I have listened to consistently for the longest is Coheed and Cambria. I've liked them since like late middle school, early high school, and one the title track off their third album is still one of my favorite songs of all time, and has been for nearly a decade. So.
I don't know. I honestly, I think the closest answer I can probably give, Evanescence will always have a special place in my heart because I was a super fan from middle school to about high school. And let's see,
I liked them for like a year.
be very thankful that you did not know me in my super crazy Evanescence phase in middle school and high school.
Well,
Just be very, very thankful because I was fucking obnoxious.
their one big album that had all of the songs that got radio play was one of the
Yeah.
first albums I ever bought, so
Aww.
I was such a little dorkling.
Aww, you're so cute. Let's see. Other artists I like, I guess. I love me some Elton John. I like Elton John. I was raised on that pretty much. I like Queen. Queen is always a good choice. Yeah, I'm spacing out and running out of ideas. Move on. Movie. Favorite
My
movie.
favorite movie. That's. It's hard because it all of the movies I've ever seen have recently been replaced by one film. It's still. I haven't seen it. The film I've seen the most in theaters was Guardians of the Galaxy. I saw that 4 times.
Damn.
And people just kept wanting to go see it. And then. The movie that has blown every other movie I've ever seen out of the water, as far as quality and intensity and emotional weight goes, has to be Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh,
That
God.
movie blew me absolutely the fuck away.
Moved me to tears as well. I was we watched that together on Monday. He took me to the movies to see it, and I was like, for a good 30 seconds after the credits started rolling, I was just sitting there with my mouth hanging wide open, could not speak, could not move. I was just that much in awe. And when we were in the car, I broke down crying with the tears that I'd suppressed during the movie. I just like,
It made me worried. I was very worried about her. I was
Yeah.
like, should I not have showed her this movie?
No,
Should I
no,
not have showed her this exceptionally amazing film that I love with everything that I have?
no.
Yeah, no, that's probably my favorite film right now is
Yeah.
Mad Max Fury Road. If you haven't seen it and it's still in a theater near you,
Go fucking see it. It's amazing.
if you're listening to this while it's out on DVD, buy it. If you already own it, go watch it again right now.
Go
I'll
see.
wait.
This is a
Wait a
pause of.
second,
This is.
10 seconds, go see the movie and unpause. I know, right?
Fucking amazing, isn't it?
I mean, Jesus Christ, everything about it, the soundtrack, the cinematography, the acting, the story, the characters, just fuck me with a car. Let's move on to the next question. Unless Lottie, rather, has a favorite movie she wants to say. We're gonna have to edit that out.
I'm too laughing
I'll
about
answer
one.
for her. Lottie's favorite movie is Reboot the Genetic Opera.
Yeah, that one. Anyway, okay. Woo!
Favorite song. I mentioned this in my favorite artist. It's a mouthful. I have a few favorite songs. I'm gonna list a few here. My favorite song for the longest running time is In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, the title track off of Coheed and Cambria's third album. It's a bit of a mouthful of a song, but it's an absolutely beautifully sweeping track. I'm also a huge fan of the song White Walls by Between the Buried and Me. That song has had a huge influence on me as an artist. I love it. Got a text. Who say what now?
You say what now?
Oh, it's my brother confirming something.
Okay.
Okay, sweet.
Okay. Oh, God. What's my favorite song? Fuck. I
What's
don't
another?
know.
My other favorite song. It's really hard to say. Probably Illuminate My Heart, My Darling by Yindi Alda. It's 17 minutes long. There are no lyrics. It's all just strings, guitar, and I think a clarinet.
Ooh.
And it is one of the most emotionally wrecking songs I've ever heard. And finally, East Hastings by Godspeed You Black Emperor is, if you've seen 28 Days Later, you've heard one of the movements of it.
Instrumental
It's another
piece.
instrumental piece. It's epic, moody, atmospheric, and just dark and heavy. And it's great. Sorry, I'm a music nerd. Lottie, favorite song, go. If
Oh.
it's from the Homestuck soundtrack, I will both be unsurprised slash probably smack you.
No, fuck, I can't think of any,
From the Steven Universe soundtrack, we'll get you the same response.
well, I fuck. No, it's not from either of those. I'm trying to think. I have very strong sentimental attachments to the Harry Potter theme song.
You mean Hedwig's theme?
Yeah, Hedwig's theme. I have. Oh God, there's a lot of songs that mean a whole fucking lot to me. Fuck. God.
Awkward silence.
Lottie stumbles over. What song is your favorite? I don't know.
Oh, another song I love. Iron by Woodkid. It's really cool. Listen to it. It's by a French guy.
There are a lot of songs that I like, and I can't think of any specific one to pin down as my favorite. Fuck.
Are we gonna next question?
Yeah, next question.
All right.
Sorry.
Favorite TV series. Does YouTube count?
Does YouTube
If
count?
YouTube counts, I have to say Game Grumps. Game
Yeah.
Grumps consistently is one of the most amusing series I've watched. I feel like it almost like I have a bond with the people who make it over terrible video games and great ones. And if we're not talking YouTube, probably Daredevil is one of the best TV series I've seen in the past several years. It's the TV, it's the Batman series we deserve. And it's not about Batman. Well, but it's excellent, it's dark, it's unflinching, and its villain is excellent. So
Okay, my favorite TV series, probably Mythbusters, How It's Made, RuPaul's Drag Race.
there it is.
Shut up, I'm trash, I know.
No, you're not. You have good taste in things.
I'm a big pile of fiery, glittery, gay trash.
And that's why I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Okay. Favorite book.
Favorite book.
If you can't pick one, just pick a series, I
Pick a
guess.
series, find The Dresden Files by Jim Butcher.
I knew that was coming.
Tied with the Discworld series by Terry Pratchett.
Ooh, oh God, what's my favorite book?
If you haven't heard of The Dresden Files, The Dresden Files is a series about Chicago's only professional wizard in the phone book. He is a wizard who just does private work, and
He's terrible at women.
the Chicago PD constantly calls him in to help him with the weird cases. It's how he pays the bills. And in the meantime, he gets pulled into power struggles between vampire courts, between the courts of the Fae. He might spark off a war or two, and he faces Odin. He looks at Odin in the face, and Odin kind of likes the cut of his jib. So it's that kind of series.
Oh God, what's my favorite book? Fuck.
Little Prince?
Yes, I love that book. I have a very strong sentimental attachment to The Little Prince. One of my very, very favorites from childhood was Benicula. Don't judge me,
No,
okay?
no, the beginning was fun. I read that in elementary school.
Benicula was fucking adorable. I love that book so much. Okay,
I don't feel comfortable with you talking about vanilla and swearing in the same sentence.
sorry. Okay,
It's about a rabbit that eats, that drains vegetables. Come on, you can't swear at that. All right,
Anywho.
favorite color. My
Favorite color.
favorite color is red, the blood of angry men.
You fucking went there.
Shut up, you knew it was coming. Yeah, no, red's my favorite color. I don't know why, just the intensity of it appeals to me.
I like purple. Purple's my favorite color. Yes.
Yes, good.
Yes, good.
All right, favorite animal. That's kind of hard because I don't want to sound stereotypical and just say wolf. I really do like wolves though. Wolves are, they just seem really elegant to me, and really I like the fierce family dynamic they have as well. And the fact that they typically don't fuck with people. Mostly because they don't really need to.
Okay. My favorite animal, I love big cats. I love snow leopards and tigers.
Fair enough.
Yes.
This or that is the next category.
Twitter or Facebook?
Probably Facebook. Feels more personal, and it's a lot more versatile.
Yeah,
But
I think it's a toss-up for me. I
the
don't
harder
care.
part about the thing you lose out on Twitter, I've interacted with a few of my favorite celebrities
Oh,
and
yeah.
had them actually interact back with me, which is always really fucking cool.
Yeah,
Like
I flipped the fuck out when
the guy who played Chewbacca favorited one of my tweets
yeah, that was fucking
and
intense.
retweeted it, as did, I believe, I also have been retweeted by the guy who made Gears of War. But
Dude! That's
But I
awesome.
was retweeted by Peter Mayhew because he was taught he had visited the set of The Walking Dead, and I believe he'd visited The Talking Dead, and he brought up something about what people would think of him as a zombie, and I was like, a zombie Wookiee, God help us all, and he favorited and retweeted
That's amazing. Okay. Twitter or Instagram?
I really don't use either that much. I mean, I use Twitter more than I use Instagram because my tablet broke.
I like Instagram because it gives you a little sort of peek into everybody else's lives and the pictures. I like seeing the pictures.
I do like Instagram because I follow the Game Grumps on Instagram and I kept on seeing all of their videos from their trip to Japan,
Oh,
which was awesome and really fun to
that's
watch.
cute.
And, alright, Coke or Pepsi? Depends on the day. Like, it depends on where I'm buying my stuff. Like, if it's a.
Yeah.
I don't mind either. I find that Pepsi's lately has seemed a bit smoother to me than Coke does. Coke has a little bit more of a bite to it.
I honestly don't give a fuck. Either or, I don't care.
Oh, we missed Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, we missed Facebook or Instagram, and
Facebook. It's
I think
a
Facebook
lot easier to
probably.
communicate with people you care about through Facebook.
Yeah,
Alright.
agree.
Tea or coffee? I do not care for coffee, and I really enjoy chai. So tea.
I like the smell of coffee, but I don't drink either coffee or tea. I'm not really a hot beverages person. The only hot beverage I will drink is hot chocolate, and I have to drink that very, very slowly.
And you haven't tried Butterbeer yet, though. Neither have I, to be fair.
We have to try butterbeer.
We have to go to Harry Potter World and Universal Studios Cabin in Florida.
You were about to say California, weren't you?
Don't you judge me.
I'm not judging you, I'm being cute as fuck.
Right,
Okay.
tacos or pizza? God, don't make me choose! I eat pizza more often than I eat tacos, but
I'd have to
it's.
say pizza.
Yeah, I mean, pizza. I have to say pizza. I feel really bad because I love tacos.
Your dad makes some pretty damn good tacos. I
He
really enjoy.
does.
I enjoyed taco night when we did that last time I was here.
Yeah, we did taco night one night and it was quite
It
good.
was so good. Okay.
All right, winter or summer? Summer because that means I get to do more. Winter is a
True.
little more restrictive on stuff you can do because I live in the Northeast, which means winter means snow and ice and good luck driving, fucker. And.
Yeah. I like the freedom of summer, but I despise the heat. I Lottie and heat do not mix. Nope.
So just wear less clothes. Everyone wins. You can't see it, but she's flipping me off very, very flagrantly. Oh.
I flailed a little bit.
All right. Would you ever get married? I think we know the answer to this one. 3, 2, 1. Yes,
Yes,
to
to
each
each
other.
other. I've already got some details in my head. And
So do I.
we have a list of people who we are demanding that they be there.
Friends from online are like, I demand you show up in person to my wedding. Or Skype in if you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
I already have my best man picked up because my older brother, the last time he was a best man, there's a place near us that has a laser tag arena and mini golf course and a go-kart track. And what my brother did was he rented that place out for an evening and took the groom and all of the members of the party and a bunch of our friends, and they played laser tag, they mini golfed, they go-karted, they played in the arcade, and then they all went to a British pub.
Excuse me? You never told me about this. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, it's called Hilltop Fun Center. Spoiler alert, you might know a little more about the area where I live, but you'll never find me. We're not editing out of that. I don't care if they Google it.
Whatever. Fuck it. Okay.
Yeah, no, but we want to get married. Have kids. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, we'll
That
cross
requires a
it.
little more discussion between the Lottie and the me.
Yeah, that's
I
up in the
would
air.
love to have a nerdling to raise as my own.
I theoretically would like to have kids, but I'm not sure if I could handle the responsibility of being a parent. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to
I
it.
think you would do wonderfully.
Would I?
Yeah. My parents did, and they are almost as neurotic as we are.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But Touch, touch.
Touch, touch. Would you ever?
Swim with sharks.
Well, I mean, I saw a photo recently of a guy high-fiving a great white shark. So
Oh!
if that's how it goes, then fuck yeah. Sharks are huge and terrifying, but elegant and beautiful, and I kind of want to meet one in person and not die. It's just so I can say, I met a shark, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
I agree with you. I've been able to swim with dolphins once, and well, I was sort of just in a area, and the dolphins were in the area too, and the trainers had us interact with the dolphins. There's one picture I'm really fucking mad that my parents didn't take the picture while the dolphins were like coming up to meet our hands, because they had us stick our arms out to pat the dolphins when they came up out of the water. And my parents took the picture, so it looked like me and a group of other kids were doing a Nazi salute. And I'm just like, fuck you, that's wrong. I was waiting for a fucking dolphin to come out of the water and boop my hand, okay? Fuck you.
You're taking it. You're maybe.
I know I'm taking it too seriously. I know. But that will always and forever bug me.
Maybe. Is Nomi okay? I am gently patting her shoulder, and now she's kissing my hand. All right. Would you? So I actually haven't swam with dolphins, but when I was in Florida with my parents and grandparents and brother once, one of my brothers, the younger one, I'm the middle child. I woke up one morning and looked out from the balcony of the condo we were staying in, and I saw dolphins swimming by on the beach. And I was just like, huh. And then I saw a bunch of pelicans derpy dive on the water near them. Because pelicans are fucking derpy.
Dorp.
They just kind of like go and just drop into the water. If you've been to Florida or live in Florida, you know what I mean, and it's never not funny.
Okay, would you share a banana?
Yeah, I mean, if we both fillet the banana, that's pretty hot.
Okay. I was more thinking the Renaissance Fair where I live has a stand for like frozen bananas that are topped with all sorts of delicious goodies.
10 cents gets you nuts.
I
That's an
would
Arrested Development reference for the folks at home.
I would love to share a frozen banana topped with all sorts of chocolatey goodness with you.
Yeah, I've done that before. So yes, I have shared a banana.
I would totally share a banana with you.
All right. Would you eat rotten food? No. The one
No.
time I did went terribly.
Oh, I'm
I was a
sorry.
child and I had bad orange juice and I puked. And then
Oh
we got mad at the restaurant for it.
no. Oh, I would not eat rotten food. Nope.
Would you marry a foreigner? Well, if Lottie and I weren't a thing, I would definitely be marrying that guy from the Netherlands because he is adorable.
He's so fucking cute. He's so fucking cute, you
It's
guys.
wonderful.
He's
I am.
adorable.
Anyway, so that is the end of the questionnaire.
And now we have about 10 minutes before we're in danger of your folks getting home.
Something like that. So we're gonna power through another questionnaire.
All right. Love y'all. Peace.
Look for it. It's Tark's ultra sexy music questionnaire.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh my.
We're gonna have a lot of editing to do, babe.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I trust you to handle it. Bye-bye.
Bye.